Let's see. Hilmar's been hanging on, not quite forever, but close. What's on your mind, Hilmar? And thank you for calling.
Lithium is on my mind.
Aha. What's it doing there?
Well, I don't know. It's supposed to be good for my mind. That's why I'm taking it.
There you go.
In relating to that, I took the Meridian Valley Lab hair mineral analysis test, and
Yes, sir.
one of the things that was high under, I mean, on essential and other elements was lithium,
Yes, sir.
and the levels was 0.39, and the scale is from 0.008 to 0.030, which tells me that's about 10 times over the max of that range
Well,
in my hair mineral analysis.
what they forgot to tell you, sir, is that the very best test for the possibility of lithium toxicity was worked out a long time ago, with particularly psychiatrists who were treating people with high dose lithium for bipolar disease, because in fact it does help to control bipolar disease. Even though there's now a better alternative, but that's a topic for another time. And what they found is that with the doses of lithium that are sold over the counter, which are 5, 10, and 20 milligrams in the natural food stores, they could barely get a reading on a serum lithium, and one had to go to get toxic. Lithium is sold on prescription, and then why it's on prescription is its high doses. A 300 milligram capsule of lithium carbonate contains 65 milligrams of lithium. The rest is carbonate. And people take one of those 3 times a day, which gets us up to, let's see, 60 times 3 plus 15, 195.5 milligrams of elemental lithium. And some people actually take 2 3 times a day because that's what they need. And those people have to have blood tests fairly regularly to make sure they're not going to get lithium toxic. But to go back to the quantities available in the health food stores, those barely register, sir. And what we're worried about with lithium is the toxicity, and that's judged by a blood test. I recall way back in the day, when I was working, I volunteered to work at a mental health clinic for a little while. I was working with bipolar folks, and we'd get phone calls in the middle of the night from the laboratory, no kidding, saying, "Hey, your patient's getting close to toxic." But they were all taking the big doses. Now, back to the hair test for a moment. Why is it so blinking high? Excuse me, where is the lithium in the food supply? It isn't there, sir. And so they get their range of so-called normal from people who are never exposed to lithium. And so, of course, if we take a low dose, it's going to be quite a bit higher. Now, if you'd like to move to Ashland, Oregon, and drink your water from Lithia Park, then you're going to get lithium in your food supply. Yeah. But that's the closest place it's got any lithium in the water, sir.
Okay, so the yeah, I mean, I so then about a week ago, I was listening to you, and you said that personally you take 10 milligrams
Yes, sir. Been
a day, and
doing
I'm
that
taking
since the year
20. So I'm
2000.
thinking, aha, why am I taking twice as much as Dr. Wright?
Well, that's another
And
question, sir.
do I have any side effects associated with that, considering what the numbers say on the lab results?
No.
So I think you just explained that there's no reason to expect that I have any side effects,
Not with
even though
that.
it's 10 times the top of the range.
Top of the range in the hair, sir. Remember, the blood is the place that tells us if we're getting close to toxic. If one's really concerned, go get a blood test.
Yeah, no, I mean, so anyway, so I'm just, because I've been taking 20 for quite some time,
And that is not quite.
and I got worried to the point where I said, maybe I should cut it in half.
Okay, well, that's up to you. Do you work with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, sir?
Dr. Sherman.
Yay! Well, what Dr. Sherman will probably tell you is, number one, it's up to you. Number two, people who do take 20, none of us at the clinic see problems there. And then here's the third thing. A doctor told us years ago about how to prevent lithium toxicity, and I am not kidding you, sir. Maybe 20 years ago, there was a psychiatrist in our region who actually believed in natural medicine. How do you like that? But he worked with people who had, among other things, bipolar disease, and he had them on the high doses of lithium. But since he believed in natural medicine, he sent people over. There were two people, I recall, who were in lithium toxicity, but they didn't want to come off of the lithium because in one case, she went into a suicidal depression every time she came off, and in the other case, the guy got totally manic, and so they didn't want to come off the lithium, but they were starting to have their blood pressure go up, and they were having gastrointestinal symptoms and the other signs of lithium toxicity. So what did we do? We did what we were taught by the doc who, he was responsible for the development of primrose oil as a supplement, and David Horobin, that's his name, and he told us all in the lecture, look, if they're in lithium toxicity, just have them take a whole bunch of essential fatty acids and they'll come out of it. And we all looked at each other and said, that's interesting. And when we saw these people sent over by the psychiatrist, we had them take one tablespoon of fish oil and one tablespoon of flax oil per day with some vitamin E, which is also helpful to help the essential fatty acids do their job and not do anything bad. And both those people came out of lithium toxicity, sir, within a month. Their blood pressures went down, the GI problems went away, and they were able to take, I'm not kidding you, remember these are severe cases, they were able to take 600 milligrams of lithium carbonate three times a day, which previously had caused them toxicity, as long as they kept up their fish oil and flaxseed oil, no problems.
So yeah, I'm actually taking the Life Extension Super Omegas, which is like 1,000 milligrams of DHA and 1,400 EPA, so I should be okay.
Yes, sir. So that's why I'm not real worried.
Yep. Okay. Very good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling, sir. Okay. Well, good grief. I'm right on time for a break. Imagine that.